Good morning. We're continuing Chayotim Klal Lamed Daled Siman Zayin. So he deals with the halacha, which he really touched on earlier, and he points it out. Abor the Beis Hakneses and what Shasibar Kvar Mispalin. A person walks into Mincha a little bit late, and they already started davening Shmoneh Esrei. And V'Efshel Aligmar Kadam Shiyamer Hashatz Kedusha. So if he starts Shmoneh Esrei now, he will not finish in time to answer Kedusha. So we had a halacha before that you're not allowed to start Shmoneh Esrei in such a way that you're going to lose the opportunity to take Kedusha. The Mishnah brought down, we mentioned over there, that a person can step out of the shul and daven, but to daven inside of the shul in such a way that you're actively losing the opportunity to say Kedusha, that you can't do. Okay, so what? But over here, so fine. So what do you do? The halacha we said over there was that you wait until Shmoneh Esrei completed. You answer Kedusha, you answer Moedim, you answer Kaddish, and then you start davening Shmoneh Esrei. But over here, there's a new problem. V'imyantad ad acher Kedusha u'moedim v'kaddish k'mosh adin b'chlal yutes simid ches. If the person would wait till after Kedusha, and then after Moedim, and then after Kaddish, and start Yavriz Man Tfila, it'll be too late to daven Mincha. So now he's in a dilemma. He can't start in such a way that he's going to lose these opportunities of Tfila. If he waits, he'll lose Zman Mincha. So what should he do? Yisbali Yimashatz Mila B'Mila K'mushin Yisbar Hashem. So the Chayalim there in Klal Yotes, excuse me, said that you can daven together with the chazan, and this way you'll be able to say kedusha along with the chazan. You'll say moedim at the same time as the chazan, and you'll finish in time to answer the Yehoshua Rabba and the main after the Amiran Balmo, which is the main part of Kaddish. So you'll get everything. And you will do this by davening along with the chazan word for word. What about starting with the chazan and then going ahead? So if you could complete Shmoneh Esrei on your own before the chazan gets to Shemayat Tefila, so you'll be able to answer a main of Shemayat Tefila, you should go ahead. If you can't do that, you daven slowly, let's say, and the chazan daven a little more quickly. So if you do that, you will not be able to get ahead of that to that extent. Then you should daven along with the chazan each bracha. You say kedusha with the chazan. You say the dor v'dor, not atah kadosh. We discussed then what the appropriate thing to say is. We brought the services that even though you're an individual, you're going to say the dor v'dor. You're going to say the dor v'dor together with the chazan. You're going to say the kel kadosh together with the chazan, and then listen to the main of the tzibur. You're going to say all the brachas together, and then by Shema Tefila, you're going to say Shema Tefila together with the chazan, and then listen to the main of the tzibur. You're going to bow moedim together with the tzibur at the same time, and then you'll finish like that. The Aruch HaShulchan even contemplated an idea of saying Berachos Kahanim together with the chazan. We don't do that, but there is that you're considered like a semi-chazan in this practice that you're doing. And this way you won't lose anything. No, that's not the chazkila we're supposed to daven. The first person was supposed to daven to himself. But because of the shasat chak, we're going to align this option. You're not going to lose. You came late. You're not going to lose Kaddish and those type of things. But if he miyamtin aracha chazar sashatz, he's not going to lose zman tefila of mincha. But they're going to daven marav early. He wants to daven marav together with them. If he waits after chazar sashatz, yitzarach lispal arvis biyachid. He'll lose tefila b'tzibur of marav. He's spelled mincha with chazar sashatz. He can daven mincha with the chazar sashatz, and thereby finish mincha in time to be able to start marav with the tzibur and not lose the marav the Tefillah B'Tzibur of Maariv. With this, the Chayyadim ends the Lachas of Mincha. One point he did not discuss, which we would like to go back and discuss, is the issue of Plag and Mincha, Mincha and Maariv. When's the appropriate time without Mincha and Maariv vis-a-vis Plag and Mincha? He does touch on it very briefly in Kfal Amidala, which is Hilchos Maariv. In the upcoming shiur, we're going to touch on understanding the lachas of plag, Rebbe Yehuda Nachman Meshita, and then we'll go right on to Klal Lamed Aleph. Meanwhile, have a good day.